The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to Candle Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for tuning in today. Today is February the 2nd, 2016. It is a Tuesday, and as I said earlier, thank you all for listening. And everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. Make monetary donations, donate your time, donate your professional service to ensure that this network stays around, especially in the times and in the moments in which we live in, because real information that is coming to you truthfully and honestly with sincere benevolent means is so, so important. So it is coming upon you to take that responsibility on you. Scotty has taken on the responsibility to start the network and to do as much as he possibly can, and all of the network, all of the program providers that are here that are doing their part also now is incumbent upon you. Please don't just sit there and listen. Engage by ensuring and investing into this so that this can return a great investment to you, which it already has in so, so many ways. So now the responsibility is on you. If you consume, then you must assume the responsibility of taking care of what has been beneficial to you. So please make monetary donations, donate your time, donate your professional services, donate whatever it is that you can. Contact Black Talk Radio Network and see what it is that you can offer to actually help out in this to make sure that this grows so that we can continue to bring the needed information and the needed dialogue and the needed discussions and negotiations that we need to have among ourselves and the coming together and collective prudence for our own beneficial good is so important that we do. We need to reestablish our own culture and establish our own form of cooperation among ourselves. So Black Talk Radio Network is one of the few networks that are here that are for you. Please take care of it so it is not lost, and especially in these times, because just think about what you've learned here. Imagine if you didn't know. So now, take on the responsibility and uphold your part of the obligation to maintain and to pass on what it is that you have learned. You know, one of the keys to learning, the process of learning, is never complete until you give away what it is that you have learned. So make monetary donations, make donations of time, make donations of involvement. Tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network. There's so many things. You are smart people. Put things together so that we can go in the direction that it needs to go. Also, go to Facebook page on Facebook. Go to Cando Radio Show. That's THANDO Radio Show. And check us out there. Check out the articles that we have posted there. And also, while you're there, give us a like. You can comment on some of the articles that are there. If you have a question, you can make it known there, or you can also send me a personal message there, or you can also text me whatever your personal message or email me your personal message. So with that being said, let's check out some of the articles that are there. Oh, but before we do that, everyone, we are still engaging in our membership program, and it's at a very good price point for everyone, because everyone still needs to be able to acquire the things that are so needed and what's coming, and it's and the many, many things that are threatening our culture, our neighborhoods, our family, and you individually. You can do that with a membership to our preparedness and our overall precious metals class that we have, and it's $25 a month. And that, with that, you will actually get the precious metals class. You will actually get the preparedness. There are so many different things that we're going to do from preparedness on all forms of preparedness. The complete table of preparedness will be brought to you from there. And also tactical training on different things and other things that are within the preparedness realm that are so important. And then it will give us a great opportunity to have a pool of talent that we all can draw on at the time of need. It's so important that we establish these groups, because in establishing these groups, you will be able to navigate the dangerous trade winds that will be coming in the future, and you will have a pool of talent of people that you can rely on at the most advantageous time. So please, everyone, if you're interested in it, you can email me at wolf6pack1, that's WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1, at gmail.com, or you can text me, 951-790-8330, and I will send you the information, and you can get into the class. And like I said, it's $25 per month, and and classes are once a week, a one-hour class, and they are extremely beneficial to you, and to get you to where it is that you can have where your family is protected and you can learn the things that you need to learn in order to be sustainable in the new economic paradigm that is going to be established and is not going to be established in debt, is going to actually be established in resources. And there are things that are so important that you need to consider when that is happening. No longer should you have to go to the very establishments that have created the economic famines and the economic disasters, skin crisis, and adversities and obstacles. You have to establish your own, and that's what we're doing there. And it's great because, like I said, it will give us much leverage in the future when things start to unfold, where you'll have a pool of talent that is going to be at your very disposal. And there's also going to be business leverage that can be waged among ourselves in different things established in our community. So very, very important. If you're interested in that, $25 a month, that is, you know, price points that are very, very feasible for us. So send me an email at Wolf6Pack1 at Gmail, or you can text me 951-790-8330. Okay, so now let's jump into the show, and let's take a look at what was posted today. A couple of postings. My man Brother Bragg sent me some things, and we posted some things. First one comes from Financial Tribune. Ex-IMF chiefs to stand trial. I'm telling you, the banking purge is continuing to happen. You're also starting to see it within the financial market. The drug maker had some, the guy that was arrested that took the AIDS drug and inflated it 6,000 times after his arrest. Now he's making, saying things and releasing statements and everything else. But this is what you're going to continue to see. And that is going to be where the system is going to trick you to think that they're going to give you justice. And the only thing that they're going to do is strengthen their control over you. Because once again, you will be giving them the authority that you should give no one. So check out that article that's there. Really good one. Now, next, it says HSBC, drug smuggling is HSBC's raison d'etre, and that means purpose. Definitely it is. So not only that, it's all of the banks. So check out that article. Really, really good article, and comes from RT Today. So, and we'll touch on some of this, and we have with the real banking objectives are in so, with, within so many in the financial market, in, particularly in the banking sector. Next comes from ActivePost.com. Biometric banking. Iris scan is coming to ATMs developed by a company accused of elections frauds. Nothing new there. That's why wouldn't they actually be a part of the ATMs and the overall electronic monitoring by iris scans and everything else? This is what they do. And, you know, they tell you all of these things for these reasons so that they can show you that they are fraudulent, but because they're big corporations, they are immune to any form of prosecution, any form of real justice, any form of accountability to the common person. And then what they try to do is they try to ostracize individuals that would, or they don't even try to ostracize them. They have their minions do it, and the foolish people that follow them, regardless of what they do, they allow them to do it. And I'm going to tell you, this is a very, very dangerous course, because this is the exact same course that once the economic crisis reaches its peak, or it's, well, not the peak, but falls off and reaches the very bottom of where it's going to do, that same type of mentality is going to be spread across the communities, and those people that aren't prepared, they are going to be problems for the person that is prepared or for the person that had took the time to prepare, because it's going to be the everyday person that didn't prepare for the things that are coming when they're going to have an adverse reaction to it all, because they are going to be in a very, very difficult, difficult spot that is going to cause them to actually become very irrational in their overall actions because of the predicament that their blind faith has placed them in. So this is just another, I don't say conspiracy theory anymore. This is nothing more than a conspiracy agenda. Same corporation that does election fraud is going to do biometrics iris scanning for ATM machines. Yeah. But this is where we are. So check out that one. Next we have, on that same line, somewhat, this one comes from the same Active Post. New tech tattoo will be tied to medical and banking information. Basically, they're going to give you an electronic tattoo. Now, a lot of people would say that this would be the mark of the beast. Check out this article also. A lot of people would say that this would be a mark of the beast. That's because... Well, I would say that there's no way in the world is this the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast you've already been living under from the very day that you were born. The mark of the beast has been around you at the whole time, but see, they hide it and they give it to you in a way that to make you think it can only come in one way, but in actuality, the mark of the beast has always been here, is known as banking. Is known as the overall economic system. You can either buy nor sell without it. They tell you everything if you learn how to listen to them and comprehend what it is that they're saying. You've not known a time when you haven't been living under the mark of the beast. But see, we continue to look for the fairy tale side of it all, that being a 666 being marked on you and all of those other things. Why would they need to do that when it's already been done and you don't recognize it? Because the most important thing is they want you to realize is that you're a slave without you even knowing it. So the mark of the beast has been here for a while. This is just a more of an expansion of it. But by the time this comes out, the fullness of the overall control mechanisms have already been in place for centuries. And they are deep. So the mark of the beast is that anyone that's listening to Kando Radio Show right now, you've never not known a time in history that you've been living physically in this lifetime where you haven't been living under the mark of the beast. Unless you've been someone that has been living completely off of the grid. And those individuals are probably listening to Kando Radio Show right now. But if you are, we'd love to hear from you. Call in. have so many questions for you and have so much admiration for your overall strength and your courage. If you are someone that lives completely off of the grid and you are listening by way of however you're doing it, we'd love to hear from you at any time. I will interrupt any program to speak with you. So, but check out this article, very, very telling things you need to know. Next we have from The Guardian. This one, Cuba for sale. Havana is now the big cake, and everyone is trying to get a slice. This is so true. Now, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, the administration here started to work to remove the sanctions against Cuba and the Cubana sanctions. And the reason being was not because of what they told you or what you think. It has everything to do with the overall expansion of the global war and the fight for and the seizing of resources for the new economic paradigm that is going to be in place. It's the exact same reason why they have gotten Puerto Rico in debt and the exact same reason why they're going to now have a vested interest and a gleaming interest in Cubana. So check out that article. Very, very good one. Tells you where we are. Next, this one comes from ICAGateWorldPress.com. The truth about how the refugee crisis was rigged from the start to finish. Real good, really good article and need to know, let me tell you. And this is something that if you think that this is bad in Europe and it's not anything that is adversely affects you, there is no such thing. Everything that is done by the overall conspiracy agenda has you in mind. And it will adversely affect you when they want you to see the actual effects of it, but the overall development of it, they hide it from you so that you won't know. And we just go along our very day thinking that everything is grandiose and everything is fine and the world is a bliss and the freedom in which we have is so, so amazing. Not even know that you've already been caught and already been collared inside of their overall chain of enslavement. So they're going to use this and many other tactics that are going to adversely affect you, and you need to know about these things so that you can prepare accordingly to this. One of the things that's so liberating with this whole thing is that once you start to realize and start to ask questions, you become instantly free. Regardless of your physical status, you are no longer a slave mentally, and that is the first step to becoming sovereign, self-determining, and independent, and living the way the great creator God Almighty had made you to live free and independent. So check out this article. Get to understand what's going on globally so that you can see what's going on within your neighborhood, even though you don't see it. What you don't see is more real than what you do see. Never trust your lying eyes. Next we have globalist targets Brazil with Zika bio warfare. Good article here. Check this out. Very, very, very telling. And this is also, we'll talk about this a little bit later. Believe me, there is an agenda to depopulate the planet. And they said it in so many words. And see, the thing is that they tell you what they're going to do. They told you in so many things. But because you don't see them actively doing it now, that's why you should never believe your lying eyes, because your lying eyes says that everything is fine in your community, in your neighborhood, and in your family, and where you live, and your overall future is bright. And it's not, because these people are continuing, the overall agenda, conspiracy agenda, is continue to reposition themselves for the appropriate time, and they're going to depopulate the planet. And it's go ahead, Scotty.
Well, I just wanted to say something to that point, as most of the nation, and rightly so, most of our community is focused on what's going on in Flint, Michigan. But as has been coming out here recently, is that situation is playing out all across this land. It's just not
all across the United States. Exactly.
Look, I did a Google search. Water problems in North Carolina, and I found some of the same stuff, man. Some of the same stuff. And I do remember years ago About several years ago, I interviewed these people from a black community here in North Carolina where that was happening to their water as well. So this ain't nothing new. To your point, they been, man, trying to destroy us.
Yeah, and you know what, Scotty, that was one of the things I wanted to bring up later on was that this whole water thing, and it's look at who it's really, really targeting. Yes, it's targeting all age groups, but it has more of a drastic effect on who? The young people, the infants, and the unborn. That is who these real targets are. When you start to put this all together, you can see the whole vast plan that they have through forced vaccinations, through destabilizing the water, destabilizing the food source, through bio warfare, through the release of radiation throughout the planet. And then they tell you that it was some earthquake that caused Fukushima to have its the earthquake, and then to have the tsunami come through and knock out that Fukushima power plant that was right on the edge of the water itself, sitting on a fault line. And a lot of people don't even realize or care to know, because they're so consumed in being comfortable, that the conspiracy agenda puts all of nuclear reactors on fault lines next to water sources that are critical to the overall sustaining life forces on this planet.
You know what? You mentioned Fukushima, and I saw some Fukushima news come out today relative to Hillary Clinton's emails, and where she is telling people that's within her circle not to go outdoors because of that radiation coming here to the United States, and telling people to take a bath. I haven't seen the actual email. I just looked at a brief report that this guy on YouTube did, and she's mentioning this in his emails. And I have to say, no other place than Tando Radio Show have I heard people being warned here in the United States about that radioactivity that just because it happened, you know, however many thousands of miles away, it's still affecting us here in the United States, and I have heard it nowhere but on Tando Radio Show.
Yeah, and it actually perpetuates, and it actually diminishes our immunity, our immune system, and that's why we are going to be so sick. Well, now when they start with these different bio-warfares and then the releasing of lead and having poison water in Ohio, Flint, North Carolina, it's everywhere. It's not just – there was also some in Illinois. There was also some during the summer. It was two summers ago where a whole county had to – shut down because his water source was compromised. I can't remember where it was. I believe it was somewhere in Ohio. It'll come to me a little bit later. But this is the advent of it all, because the radioactive isotopes actually diminishes your white blood cell count, puts heavy metals inside of your body, and it totally destroys your immune system. So the common cold and many other things will be much more exacerbated and much worse, because your body won't be able to fight off things. And then now you have the advent of radiation poisoning, where you get cancer of all kinds of things, depending on what it is, because your body is no longer able to suppress the cancer that's already there, but it is killed by your immune system daily. So, yeah, this is a conspiracy agenda. We've had Bill Gates on Tando Radio Show by way of his own mouth, where he gave lectures where he said that we have to reduce the population on this planet. And then there's so many foolish people that's walking around saying that there's nothing wrong. You have this person of influential power and wealth, and his power and his wealth is as fraudulent as it is. He's just a figurehead, but he's telling you exactly what he's been told and instructed to do, and they are actively doing it while we're worrying about being comfortable and we're worrying about ourselves, and we're not doing the things that we should be doing, just like the great creator has always given us warnings and telling us to prepare and to protect ourselves accordingly. And then what we want to do is we want to pray and all these other things, but we are not listening. Sometimes it's not a prayer that you need, but it's a understanding, and it's a direction and a commitment that's needed more than a prayer. So important that we understand the times in which we live in and do something about it, because you can. You are so powerful. You have the greatest gift that God has ever created, that is your free will to create life. But we are now creating the very death and destruction of our physical bodies because of our wanting to actually align, wanting to sustain, and wanting to involve ourselves in a culture that is totally destructive. We have the famines, the wars, the economic crisis, the colonizations, the enslavement of humanity, because we the people want it. That's the reason why. And that is such a problem. There's so few of us that don't want it, but those that are us that don't want this, this is what we have to do. And in doing these type of things, you have to realize something. This is not something where you're going to gain friends. You're only going to stir more enemies and have them make themselves known to you. I'd rather have an enemy than to have an oppressor, because that is the exchange that you will have. So true. It's an agenda that we really need to look at. And let me just say this about the Zika thing. Look at who is targeting and how it's targeting. It is the perfect. It is one of the perfect. Look at this way it's being delivered. It is perfect, because you can't protect yourself from no darn mosquitoes. I mean, you can. There are things that you can do. Those that are going to be in the membership, we will be telling you how you should, what we think you should be doing, proving things that you should be doing. But it's the perfect delivery system. And look who it targets. It targets the future. Now, these young children that are going to be born with this disease, what is their overall outlet for being the capability to being the fullness of themselves with the birth defect that they have?
Breaking news, Brother Dave. Got some breaking news. First U.S. Zika virus transmission reported attributed to sex. So now it's a sexually transmitted virus.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I put that in Tando radio show just before going on the air also, Scotty. Yeah, but it just came out. And see, it's so hidden what they're doing, but there are so many cowards among us. And this is a clarion call for all of the people that are not cowardice in nature to come out from those that are, because that is one of the most contagious, dangerous attributes of our physical living, and it weighs into our spiritual living as well. And I would say, for those of you that are not cowards, come out from those that are. Come out from those that are, and find your one of the things that every prince and princess must first come to terms with before they can actually take on the responsibility of the kingdom, is they have to master the art of being lonely. It's the first thing that you have to do. The first thing that you have to teach our children is how to master the art of being lonely. Why do you have to master the art of being lonely? Because in these type of fights, you're going to find that you're the only one at work. You're the only one in your family. You're the only one among your associates. You're the only one among your friends. You're the only one in the building, the stadium, the freeway, the planet. And that type of mindset, you have to take that regardless of how few are with you. All you need is you and what the great creator has given you. That is the key. That's mastering the art of being lonely. Because what they want to do is they want you to realize, and they want to psychologically burden you with, you have to have people around you. Because you know why that is? Because fear sets in and you have to be corralled and you want to be in the comfort of other people, which is not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with being comfortable around people, but the overall people should not dictate your decision making. You should never sell out your moral convictions to someone else's agenda. So, so important. So now this Zika thing, now like Scotty just said with the breaking news, is being transmitted sexually. And it's also being transmitted now is going to be, this is what happens now, also posted in Tando, where a Zika carrying mosquito can bite someone that has Zika, and now that mosquito becomes a Zika carrying mosquito. Oh, it was perfect. See, these people have been practicing the art of war while you've been just practicing your dance for them. And this is what we have to walk away from. So you look at this whole thing. Look what it's doing to the babies. This is why when we started Tando Radio Show, we started this for those of the people that we know not their names yet, but we never not known their spirits. We have an obligation. We have a responsibility. And there is time for us to take that responsibility regardless of what they do. There needs to be some Joshuas and Calebs, regardless of the giants. They look at, we are grasshoppers in their eyes. Only cowards see the challenge that way, where the true men and women of valor see an opportunity to live sovereign, self-determining, and to live the way that God has created you to live. And that is the most, that is the true way to show your appreciation, is that you will only project, propagate, and offer that what God has given you. You emulate that and you create in that same way. So, so important. So we have these young people born with these defects. They are doing this for a reason, and it's an ancient, ancient art. They're making the perfect slaves. They're making the perfect slaves that won't be able to have the capacity to use their free will. But once again, that will be broken also. And it has to be broken by you. Stop waiting on someone else, some leader, some dynamic personality. Stop waiting for the cloud to come out of the sky and speak to you. That cloud is speaking to you in your spirit the only way that it can. But we don't accept it that way, because the theatrics of man has taught you that it has to come the way that you've seen it on TV or the way that you've heard it read out of a book. That is not the true standing of life. Understand and get reconnected to the true standing of life. So, the Zika thing is real in Brazil. Now, if you look at it, you got the world that's going to be going there for the Olympics, the world. And what's going to happen? The world is going to go there, get bitten by mosquitoes, and then take it back to where they are. This is just the perfect, and if it doesn't work as well, because one of the things about these people, not all of their plans work, because they are not like the great creator God Almighty. They are not omnipotent and omnipresent. Their plans fail. This is why they haven't gotten back to the completeness of where they want to get. But see, they got time when we don't, from this standpoint, because we don't master our existence. We time it. We actually live off of a someone else's clock or someone else's schedule. And this is a position that only those that are slaves are in bondage are held to and conditioned. So check out the next one. The next one comes from YouTube. It's a YouTube video about the devastating Zika virus explained. Really good. But hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back after break, we're going to finish the some of the things that are posted there and have this live show for you today. We'd love to hear from you at any time. Just give us a call. 641 is the area code, 715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit *61. I will see you in queue and definitely bring you up. We'd love to hear from you today and every day. And especially if you're someone that has been living off of the grid or you're planning to live off the grid, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Okay? All right, everyone. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get back into everything. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound, 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank you all for, once again, listening and taking out your time to listening to Black Talk Radio Network and the Tando Radio Show. So we were talking about some of the articles that were posted in Tando Radio Show. Want to finish that up, and then we can get right into the show. Just before we went into the commercial break, we actually had left you with the YouTube video, The Devastating Zika Virus Explained. Check that one out. Really, really good. You want to check that. Then also, this one comes from my man, Brother Braggs. Thanks, Brother Braggs, for sending this to me. Breaking, it says. This one comes from the Free Thought Project.com. Breaking, Putin reveals ISIS funded by 40 countries, including G20 members. And I want you to take a guess who those G20 members are. It's the usual suspects. So check out that article that's there. Really good one. Next we have, Brother Braggs also sent this one, really good YouTube video. It's from YouTube. Blue blood is black blood. The nobility presents themselves as having blue blood, which meant that they were biologically superior. Nobility, check out that video. Really, really good one that Brother Bragg sent. Very important that we understand who we are and what our capabilities are and turn our ears off to what the propaganda of deceit is. And we have to be able to have discerning spirits about our past. You know what? You don't need someone to tell you who you are. You should be resonating within silence to see and have that overall unction and that overall rhythm and that overall harmonic energy flowing through you so that you already know, because you're capable of tapping back into the future, past, and present at much, much deeper levels than what the overall school of obedience known as elementary school, middle school, high school, and higher learning, the extension of education through college and grad school and doctrine. Those are nothing more than schools of obedience, just like domesticating you as the master would domesticate any other possession that they have. So check out that YouTube video that Brother Braggs has put there. Next, we have thousands apply to U.S. to forgive their student loan, saying the schools defrauded them. And this comes from WallStreetJournal.com. Well, one of the things you have to realize is that's a great, great move. But then one of the things you got to realize in this whole thing, it wasn't just the schools that defrauded you. You're going to the actual seat of the fraud by asking the U.S. government to do something for you. Only thing they're going to do is make your situation worse because they were the ones that were part and partial in this whole conspiracy agenda that's going on. They played their role, and they're going to continue to play their role. When in the world are we going to stop doing the insane things of the past, continuing to do and expecting a different result from the same devil of the past? When did the devil become the saint? But in our eyes, because we want to be like them. We want the deal that they have. We want them to accept us. We want them to reward us. We want them to provide for us. So that's why you give blind authority to them, because you want them to accept you. Not about you accepting them, because you've already done that when you went to them on your knees for any and everything. So check out that article in the Wall Street Journal. Next, Brother Bragg sent this one also. George Soros admits he is behind the Muslim invasion of Europe. Check out this article, and that's a part of the overall program to destabilize and expand the global war, and that's exactly what it's going to do at the appropriate time and at the appropriate moment. And it will adversely affect you. You think it won't? It will. Next, we have, almost done, this one comes from USFund.com. Recession on the horizon. Look at the big picture, U.S. global investors. Today, the Bank of Japan rallied the global market on Friday by announcing its adoption of negative interest rate policy intended to spur banks to lend. This is what you call the intentional sabotaging of the common man's economy. And we're going to talk about that today. So today's show is going to be about capital controls. And they're here and growing. The state tells you all you need to know in order to protect yourself and family. Are you taking these hints, clues, and omitting factors into account? Well, a wise person would and should. So let's discuss the importance to what is being released. We need to talk about capital controls and how they're being used is just one of the many things. There's so many things, but these you need to be fully versed in what your adversary is doing, actively doing to you, and coming so that you know exactly what it is that you need to do and the discipline in which you need to have and the discipline and the overall commitment to establishing and maintaining what the great creator God Almighty has allowed you to be born as free and independent. But that once you're born, now the obligation is up to you to uphold that for yourself, your family, and the overall human population. And not only human population, it should be one that is in great communion with all of the living beings that are here on this planet and living on the living planet itself. So that's what today's show is going to be about. Next, before we got only a couple more, we got two more. Next, this one comes from healthcare.gov. Individual mandate penalties you pay if you don't have health insurance coverage is $695, which is basically $700. See? Tell you, they get you however they want you, and they're going to fleece you at every cost. They don't care who you are. One of the things I always think about and I always try to tell people is that you got to remember, regardless of what your person is, I'm not a respecter of person. I don't respect a person. I respect people, because a person is not a human being. Okay? A person is a status. All right? So regardless of what your person is, the overall conspiracy agenda is either going to retire you or fire you, but either way, they're going to steal everything from you at the times that they want to, when they want to, how they want to. They're going to continue to take from you what is not owed and what is not due. And this is just one of the many ways, and in Unfortunately, in this time that we're in, I believe within the next couple of years, I'm not quite sure, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, they're going to do some very drastic things. But what they're going to do is they're going to strengthen their position with you. They're going to bring some real hard times in, and you're going to be begging them for the solutions, and they're going to come in and take even more of your overall free will. And they're going to do it in so many ways, because now through these perpetual bio wars, who knows what attack the human species is going to be under to maintain the doctrine of enslavement. You're going to have, let's say, you know, the young people that have been adversely affected with the birth defects of Zika. Where are they going to be? The children that have autism, where are they going to be? They're going to be older, and they're going to be at the right age of maturity to start to work for someone else's gain. Ways and means, your way of life will become their means of life. Those individuals will be at the age where they can now start to work for the agenda. And believe me, they will stamp them just like cattle, like they do every other person within the so-called civilized world. They give you a social security number, or they document you for enslavement. Plain and simple. Immediately, once you come out the way that the great creator has brought you into the heaven of paradise, they created the hell of present. Quit looking for a hell underneath. The hell is here, but also the heaven is here. It's the one that you build. It's the one that you allow to manifest itself in your life. Hard to look at, but it's here, and the truth is there. Because let me ask you something. For those of you that would say that it can only come from the way that you've been taught from churches, I would say to you, if that is the way, then what you've been taught about the great creator is a fraudulent great, not a false or a fraudulent great creator, or a flawed great creator, God Almighty. Because whatever God creates, wherever God touches, wherever God is heaven. Created the earth, that means it is the heaven. All of the creations are perfect. Be careful what a religion will teach you. It will teach you to obey them and those that pay them. So, very, very important. And we understand some of the truths of life. Next, we have, just as Scotty had said, we had posted this just before the show had started. Scotty had brought in the breaking news. Zika virus confirmed in Dallas County, spread through sexual transmission. Sexual contact, not a mosquito bite. The first local transmitted case of Zika virus has been confirmed Tuesday in Dallas County. The patient was infected through sexual contact, not through a mosquito bite, official says. Now, there we go. Here we go once again. And let me tell you, the Ebola incident served a purpose. Zika will serve a purpose. The other things in the future will serve a purpose. And they're all going to start to show themselves as one big puzzle when you start putting the pieces together. It is all about depopulation to maintain control of the masses of people on this planet. It's the only one of the few places that has that. Yes, within, you can see the freedom of nature in our planet absent of man's hand. But when man touches, it always enslaves everything, because that's the schooling from the school of obedience that man has mastered. Look at everything we touch, SeaWorld, the zoo. That is nothing more than colonization and enslavement of living beings that were meant to be free and independent. Talked to a friend this weekend. My man told me about when he was living in Texas, how his dad had caught a baby rattlesnake and brought it in the house to get his children not to be afraid of rattlesnakes. He wanted to show them that the snake was more scared of them than they were of the snake. Well, he put it in a glass jar. He caught it and put it in a glass jar. And do you know what that rattlesnake did? It did the most powerful thing. It realized it couldn't get out. It realized that it was captured, and it was realizing that it was being carried for another man's purpose and another man's agenda. What did the rattlesnake do? It bit itself. Now, I'm not saying that you take that course out, but what I'm saying is that there needs to be a real commitment to refusing to allow your life to be lived by someone else, by all means. Had great admire that strength and that courage in that baby rattlesnake. Now I'm pretty sure that if you would have had other rattlesnakes in there, some of them would have submitted and just went along, or been carried, been waiting on them to feed them. Would have only been trying to get out if the jar was open. How many of us are just like that? How many of us teach our children to be that way? Why? Because we didn't know any different. We haven't had the question raised in our mind. And the question that needs to be raised in our mind is, who have you given your life to and for? And at what cost? And was it by your design and agenda, or were you fraudulently swindled into it? And then once you were fraudulently swindled into it, did you surrender to it to accept it? And we all have that question to make. I do, you do, we all do. And what course of action are you going to take? You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but there are consequences for everything that you do. If you want to look at where we are in the world, it's because these are the consequences for what we have done. Their plans are insufficient without our cooperation. And this is so, so important. So check out this article that's there. This one came from NBCDallasFortWorth.com. So we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the show, we got a caller in queue. Let me jump to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, this is the Davis team. How are you?
Sister Davis, what's going on?
Hey, we're just driving. Where are we? I'm not sure. Hold on, where are we? I got to check here. Oh, okay. We're in Arkansas. We're in Arkansas, traveling east. But I wanted to mention a couple of things that I noticed about the Zika virus that I've been reading. I also posted, I think, an RDP. They also have some people in New York City that have it already. And it was also supposed to be, through sexual contact. But what's really funny about this virus is that it's very vague. I mean, you know, it's typical, you know, low-grade fever, maybe tiredness, sore throat. I mean, that's very vague stuff. So I'm wondering, do they have this new test that just must have came out, like, last week? Because we only heard about this Zika thing for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. A test that actually shows that it's a virus. You know, like, it's a positive. You get a positive test. Yes, you've got the Zika virus. You know, I mean, how is that developed already? That's one thing. Also, I'm wondering, and I haven't heard too much so far, does the infection from the mosquito affect the eggs of the woman and the ovaries? Then she becomes pregnant. Then it you know, manifests into the child and causes a disability. Or does the baby fertilize as regular and then, you know, somewhere as it's being developed, does it develop the damage, the brain damage? Because one thing I've noticed, if you Google Zika virus and look at the images, all the children tend to look alike, like it's a syndrome, sort of like Down syndrome and different things that affect the chromosome. because all those children have, you know, of course their skulls are small and kind of dented, but they all look the same. They all look the same in their faces. They all kind of have the same kind of round oval eyes. If you've noticed, they all tend to look familiar, you know, similar, not familiar, but similar.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually is a chromosomal type damage. You know, that's usually
right.
Chromosomal right. Is where you get everyone as a result all looking alike. So I want to see how that plays out in the future, the near future. Also, I can imagine that some of the elite are going to, these women are going to freeze their eggs ahead of time. They're going to start running to clinics and, you know, snatching out a dozen eggs so that they can, because you don't know if you want another generation, and this is passing through this generation now, we don't know who gets it. We don't know really, you know, they're saying it's from the mosquito. But does it affect every single pregnancy or a percentage of the pregnancy? Women are skittish enough when they become pregnant just to have a healthy baby when all of this isn't going on. So you have to wonder if women are going to freeze their eggs ahead of time. Then that is a whole big business with big pharma, freezing eggs. And then, of course, if you freeze a dozen, they probably take half a dozen and do what they
research,
want with them.
Embryonics research, yes.
Research, absolutely. And then also I know that with it hitting the Hispanic Latin American country pretty much first, that's going to create a moral problem because, in Latin America, most of them are Catholic, and, of course, they believe in no abortion, and that's going to create a lot of havoc, you know, through the pregnancy, if they are carrying them to term, or it's just a witch's brew of demonic activity, actually.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Then you also have to wonder, does all this lead in the water have anything to do with it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like everything is coming to a peak right about the same time. Just like Scotty said, if you Google, half the country has water problems. And then if it's not the water problems, we have the glyphosate in the ground and the chemtrails. So you're just seeing that all this is coming to a peak right about the same time. And like you said earlier, with it having the Olympics, where everybody from around the world is going to be traveling, and also it's a carnival.
So it's just a
witch's brew of things all going on at the same time. So we'll see how all this plays out. But as far as people getting the Zika infection, I mean, it's so vague. Everybody who has a sore throat, a low-grade fever, they run to the doctors, and the doctor can say, yes, you have it, and then freak everybody out. Because I'm not aware that there's a real test that shows it yet. So, I mean, how did all this come about in the last week?
And you know what, Sister Davis, I'm glad you brought that point up because it's a very, very important point. When you said that it's very vague and it has symptoms that so many other conditions have, and that's one of the things with the biowarfare diseases or viruses, is that they mimic and they hide themselves behind other things because that is what the creator of that virus wanted it to do. So now what is happening right now? A lot of people have colds right now everywhere throughout this whole country. Everybody, a lot of people have colds right now. So now what happens? They go to their doctor and they say, oh, you have Zika. They may not even have known that the test that they were given for the Zika was actually they gave them Zika themselves. Because this conspiracy agenda is far-reaching. The truth is stranger than fiction. You cannot trust these people at all. Because history tells you that. That's not David telling you that. History tells you. But see, a lot of us will ignore what the wise will take action on, because very few of us are wise anymore. Very few of us are wise anymore. We are all conformists in in nature now. So, Sister Davis, you're absolutely right. It's so vague. So you go to the doctor, and all of a sudden, they give you a test for it, and then it ends up, instead of giving you a test for it, they give you it. Where do we hear that happening before? We heard that happening in San Francisco with AIDS, with HIV. With HIV, yes. Thank you, Sister Davis. With HIV. And we've heard that in so many different ways because these people, and if you look at, and you pointed out another thing, is in a tropical thing, is it was made out of Uganda in the tropics, and they do that because they like to do those experiments in those places for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons that they do it, in my opinion, is this, is because the people there practice old ways of living where they do not restrict their overall birth opportunities. They do not have birth mortality. They do not have self-inflicted birth mortality. They do not engage in that type of thing. So that type of individuals and those type of people that hold on to the cultural things instead of the civilized way are public enemy number one. And they like to always start with breaking them up, because what does that do? That forces the people within those communities to leave the proven ways of the ancients to accept the new ways of civilizations, to get out of what has been working for centuries and centuries, because you have this new disease now in your village or your neighborhood or your community has it, and the only way that you can get rid of it is you go into the modern world civilized medical health care facility that is only going to give you death care. That's the big problem. This is why I think one of the reasons why they target those individuals, because I'm going to tell you, they already got everybody that lives within the cities in the so-called developed worlds. They got them. It's the ones that have refused to comply. This is why they have where they destroy so much of the natural habitat throughout the world, through foresting and everything else. I don't know if you all have ever flown across, you know, and where you can see from Africa or from South America, the places that are known as the lungs of the world, the Amazon, is so vast, and they are destroying it in at such a pace, unnecessarily so, because they want to destroy man's ability to live sustainably on God's ecosystem.
And it's also
to
plunge the precious metals and other resources to plunge that. But, yeah. You know, you told this story on the program before about when we spoke with each other about launching Tando Radio Show, and I asked you, well, you're not promoting, you know, any kind of stocks or bonds, or this isn't what we would call, it's a name for it, like conflict diamonds or...
Yeah, blood diamonds, yeah, and everything else, yeah.
And so, you know, and you assured me, no, I'm not promoting anything like that. And how that came into my consciousness even, was because I profited from something like that through my 401k. When I first started learning how to play the stock market and read financial, you know, charts and stuff like that, you know, I was not one to just be a worker and let my 401k, you know, whatever I picked or whatever they put me in, you know, I would actually engage my 401k, because you could like switch stocks out over the phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I was invested in this company that was involved in chopping down the rainforest, you know, getting wood and stuff like that. And those stocks did pretty well. But then I thought about it. You know, I had what they call an epiphany, and I started thinking about the indigenous population. So I dumped those stocks, you know. So.
And you know, it's amazing, Scotty, because when you had asked me that question when we had talked the first time, and I was glad that you asked that question, because that was pretty much how I came into everything myself also. And I didn't want to be involved in something that I couldn't morally condone. And that's what it was, and it totally changed my whole career outlook. This is why one day I just walked in and said, hey, I resigned from being a police officer because my moral convictions was too strong for what it was that was going on. I just couldn't do it. And the day that you asked that, I realized that you had been on that same journey that I had been on. And it was really comforting to me, and I really appreciated it. And it was so funny because Cece sat on the phone when we were doing it because she connected us, and she laughed and because she knew you and she knew me, but, we didn't know each other yet. And it's so amazing that you say that, Scotty, because that was one of the things that brought me to starting to ask questions and starting to want to know, well, who's behind this and what is their real agenda? And, yeah, this is something that we all have to do. It's really required of us as people of the great creator. There's many of us that would say that we are, but in actuality, how many of us really are by our decisions that we make by it? Not the religious decisions that we make, but the collective prudent decisions that we make.
But, hey, the reason I chimed in, though, was because going back to this virus, and y'all were talking about HIV, and this is biological warfare, okay?
Right.
And what we could see with this Zika virus or whatever they're naming it, it could be a test run for other stuff that they're working on because it is predominantly affecting non-white people if we talk racial classification. And then it's a class issue. It's mostly affecting the poor. And it is part of that depopulation agenda. Now, like you always say, I hear you say this all the time, they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it, all right? So I became aware sometime back in 2001, somewhere around there, this organization called the New American Century, PNAC, so they will put out what's called a white paper. All right, and it was entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, and it dictated, the Bush regime policies, defense policies since after 9/11, 2001. And I always know just because you change a chief executive officer, what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
The continuity of government or their evil is going to continue no matter who's the president, some element, some form of this. Now, let me bring it back to the biological warfare. This is a direct quote from their paper. All right. It says the art of warfare will be vastly different than it is today. Combat likely will take place in new dimensions. Advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool.
Wow. And
so they
go ahead.
To give further context, they was like, how can we take these cities without destroying the infrastructure and just wipe the people out?
Yep. Yep. How can we take the cities and only have, the collateral damage? And I'm glad you read that, Scotty, because that was so powerful, because this is it playing out in so many ways. Brother Bragg just sent me a article that I'm going to post. It says, see all the places where the Zika virus has spread. Thanks, Brother Bragg. And it's in Panama.
They told us in 2001. They told us they came out with this policy. No, actually, this policy paper came out at the end of Clinton's administration.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with that is this, is that, and if you hear Bill Gates has actually said that we have identified the gene which makes what they call the gay gene. We have identified the alternative lifestyle gene within every person. What? You what? Because this is biological warfare, as Scotty has said. Scotty says, we are on a battlefield. We are definitely on a battlefield, but we're walking around like we're in a rose garden. And that is why we have so many people unaware, and this is why they're able to do and hide behind what they're doing, because their art of war is much stronger and asymmetrical than ours, and it's completely deadly. And this is so true. They are engaging in this, and people, you know, all the time say, well, who are they? And I always, you know, my response to them is not you. You are who they target. So it's not on me to tell you who they are. It's on you to find out. But I always like to say that they is just like the wind. You've never seen the wind. You've only seen the effects of it. You're seeing the effects of they because it's an asymmetrical warfare that's being engaged, and they completely want to continue to evolve it. This is why they put that word evolution in front of you, because they're evolving their overall control over you. That's evolution to them. It's the evolution of controlling you. And by what means they do control you, and by what means you surrender. They now are putting at the point where you won't be able to do anything but to surrender medically. And this is the perfect slave. There have been perfect slaves before in the past, but you're not ready to hear about them until we get to understand where we really are. And they tell you everything before they do it. Always, always do it. And Scotty, man, I'm glad that you read that. I've never heard that before, but I've heard other things like it. And if you look at it, it's playing itself out to the T. Like you said, they can have any CEO in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue all that they want. That person is just a figurehead that is going to obey and follow the rules of the board members until the board decides to have a new president.
Look, and they hiding in plain sight, man. Every last single one of these people signed their name to this document, and Jeb Bush is one of them, and he's running for president. You know?
Wow.
I mean, they all signed them, man. Wolfowitz, all of them people, Cheney, all of them, they signed it. They signed it. Your neoliberals, your neocons, whatever label, they're all white supremacists, but, you know, and think white people superior. But then, you know, they don't care about sacrificing poor white people either, man, because we had talked about this program that now the white people's birth rate, you know, is lower than their death rate. And what do we say? It's because of these wars, man. Death was mostly in the combat, you know, units and brigades and stuff like that. It's white males.
So, it's an agenda. It's a conspiracy agenda. And this is why it's so important for people that are engaging in the overall allowing yourself to be manipulated to have somebody else's agenda to take over your life, and you take on someone else's cause that you don't even know. You're foolish in that. You're foolish. You're only going to lose your identity to who you are. So we got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What is your question or comment?
Peace, gentlemen.
Peace, brother.
Brother Brad, man.
What's up, Brother Brad? Thanks for that article. Go ahead, brother.
I was just listening to y'all. Look, I used to have to watch 60 Minutes when I was a kid. I used to be pissed. But because, you know how things were, because they used to make me watch it, I remember those boys sitting down talking about they were going to come up with weapons that could destroy people without hurting the buildings or destroying the land. That was AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
They started this way back then. All these new delivery systems, they're using nature as a delivery system. They're using foods as a delivery system. Everybody better wake up. Pay attention to what you put in your mouth. Pay attention to your water. Look up in the sky sometimes. I wake up early in the morning. I go out. They playing tic-tac-toe over my head. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Chemtrails, you know what I'm saying? And people not taking this shit serious. Look, these people have been on a black holocaust like you wouldn't believe. Just imagine what I'm saying. Now, you're not going to believe this. You're going to think I'm crazy. The whole Europe was black at one time.
Those
crazy folks came off the Caucasus Mountains, started running the people towards away, because they ran them all the way away. That's how they end up running the people out. They killed the people off, the black nobility in Europe. They killed them off. When they talk about blue blood, that's the remnants of the black nobility, which, in other words, they had children, and so they were mixed. But you couldn't be royally without having blue blood. This stuff is so deep. these crazy people, and I call them crazy people because when you inbreed, your mind is gone.
Right.
If you breed animals, if you breed dogs, if you breed a dog to a sister and his mother, you're going to have puppies that bite any damn thing that moves because they're crazy as hell. That's the same thing with these supposedly blue bloods. It's something defective in their thinking. When they think they have the right to wipe out people of color because they say so. And that sounds crazy, but peep game, it's real. This is real. There are people that don't like us because of who we are. Now, what I'm saying is that find out who you are, and you're going to find out why we have these problems, and then we're going to solve these problems. Once you find out who you are, hey, you are the royalty. I don't want to start ranting because I...
No, brother, it's so true. Now, Brother Brax had just sent a article, and it said, and this was from the Times, an article, see where all the places where Zika virus has spread. It's Panama, French Guinea, Brazil, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Guatemala.
People of color.
Yeah.
Every place you just named, people of color. And look,
Honduras,
don't
Haiti.
This is not a mistake. This is not an accident. This is a weapon. This, you're going to find out when it's all said and done. See, I don't do the computer thing, but if you probably go to CDC, you're going to probably find out somebody got a patent on this thing. Now, if they got a patent on it, that means it's a laboratory created enzyme.
We posted it in Tando over the weekend. Yes, it was patented in 1947 by the Rockefeller Foundation.
Thank you. And you know what? And everything you find, all this crazy stuff, you're going to find that those foundations are behind it. Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation,
Gates Foundation.
It's a bunch of them. And look at Gates. The man who made the computer wasn't Gates, it was a black man. But Gates gets the glory because he's the head, he's the front man of the company. He gets the profit, so he gets to run around talking about he wants to wipe out. Now, who gives you the right to wipe out anybody? You're not God. Who are you to say such things? Now, see, if you and me went on TV or somewhere talking about we're going to spray stuff all over people, or we're going to pull our guns and start popping heads off, they'll come lock your ass up. But this guy can run around the world. I think even in India, 50,000 vaccinations left children devastated. He can't even go in that country because they want to lock his behind up.
Yeah.
And in other countries, in Kenya, these boys have been wreaking havoc with these vaccinations. They go over to Africa and they practice out in the bush, experiment on our people. These boys are monsters, man.
That's what because they've compromised their morality, and their morality has become demonic in nature because that's what this is really all about. But check out these. It's Mexico, Nigeria, Bolivia, Puerto Rico, and Paraguay. As Brother Brad said, and let me tell you what one of the things, these are all nations of color and melaninated people, and they all have, you ready? Major natural resources.
Gold.
They all have major natural resources.
Go to Haiti where the president's brother-in-law, where Clinton and them all were messing around.
The Clinton Foundation.
They found out in Haiti they got a big gold thing down there. See, they can fly over up in the sky now and go down into the earth and see what's in the subterranean. And so they've been flying over people's countries, and they're picking out oil, they're picking out natural resources, and then they're coming and camp with the army. Look, Africa's surrounded right now. If you look last year, they had so many missions in Africa from America that you've never heard of. Get in these books, people, and find out what's going on around us so we can save our babies. Look at this. When you kill the babies, you kill off the – every time you kill a baby, you kill off generations. They're killing the babies for a reason. They know what they're doing. They're targets. This ain't no mistake. These people have sat down and thought about this, and you got to sit down and think about it too, so that you can defend and protect.
Yeah, it's so true, Brother Rags, because that's really what it is, and we definitely have to do that because there is an agenda, and they tell you what that agenda is, and regardless if you accept it or not, you are still going to have to deal with the consequences of this, and God forbid. Most people do not believe something until the truth of that situation adversely affects them. Oh, believe me, they're going to adversely affect you, and then that's when you're going to want to raise up in arms. No, you're just mad because it hurts you. You're not doing this because you care.
They don't care about poor white people are collateral damage. They could sit back on their behinds talking about it's just us. It's going to be them too. If you don't have money, it's going to be you too. So don't think that we're just going to get it. You're going to get some juice too, so you better wake up too. Don't sit back and think it's just us now, but it's going to be you too. You're going to get it too. You're going to be collateral damage too.
Thanks,
that's
Scotty.
How these people play.
Scotty just sent me what he was reading from, and I'm going to post that in Tando Radio Show. Powerful, powerful, powerful. This is so needed. And Brother Greg, explain that again. To when dealing with the spirits that we're dealing with, they just have an insatiable appetite to destroy and to feed off of. There's actual evidence and there's actual incidents and accusations to where some of the physical beings actually take pleasure in eating human brains when they're scared. Because
the European,
it's like an aphrodisiac to them, and this is why they like to have scary movies and all this other stuff to bring that fear. Oh man! But go ahead, Brother Braggs. It's crazy when you look at it, but it all is coming to where it makes all the sense in the world because it's true. The evidence points to it.
Just remember this. Remember when we were reading one time and we were talking about how many countries that these people got put out of? Do you remember that? These people got put out of countries for poisoning water, children missing, all kind of stuff. But I'm saying, go read up on these people. Peep gang. Once you peep game, you want to look at stuff a whole. Look, we're walking around in a horror movie, and you don't know it. There's a war going on against your behind. You're the only one that's walking around whistling. Everybody else is, man, arming up, but you.
And armored up. Yeah.
I'm arming up because I got to watch these beasts, man. I can't sleep without knowing what's going on. Beast is always busy, man. Beast is always busy. Beast don't respect person, age, gender, nothing. The only thing beasts respect is bloodshed and money.
That's it. That is absolutely it. To my man, I haven't heard from this brother in a while. Dallas, give me a call, man. I haven't heard from you in a little bit. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call on Tando Radio Show. So there, I think it's, hold on, Brother Bax, real quick. Let me just bring this other person up. Just hold on the line. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? What is your question and what is your comment?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening, man?
What's up, brother, man? How you doing?
Nothing, man. I'm good, thanks. But when you was just speaking about that, you know, I read, like, when they do their satanic rituals, like blood sacrifices and so forth, that, like, the fear, that the building of the fear of the person being sacrificed, It heightens them to almost a supernatural state.
Yeah.
And I mean that's spooky, man. That's a bad boy we dealing with there, boy. That's evil. That's pure evil there.
Right, man. And see, man, I'm glad that you brought that up because that is when you look at some of the demonic rituals, that's why they have the altars. That's why they choose the children for a lot of different reasons. But one of the reasons why they choose these children and why we have so many children missing and put into sex slave organizations and they're just missing and they you know, totally God knows only what they do in these sacrifices. But some of the things that this is why they have that altar. Because that altar is part of the whole ritual is to garnish the fear of that person at the most heightened state. Because what happens is that there's adrenaline is released and the brain produces the adrenaline, and that adrenaline is like an aphrodisiac and makes them even higher when they start to consume that organ at that that's been engorged with this adrenaline. And don't think that adrenaline can't have an effect on you. If you ever have a heart attack and the paramedics need to get your heart out of cardiac arrest, one of the things that they're going to use is adrenaline. So this is where we are, and this is what we've allowed. by us just going along and not realizing what they do over there, they're doing right here. We don't maintain our human connection to what is going on, someone else's plight. We just look at it as who is glad is I'm glad it's not me. And I would just say, it's not you yet.
Well, you've been desensitized. You've been desensitized for a reason. You've been desensitized when you see a brother getting jacked up by the police, automatically you assume that he did something wrong.
Yeah.
You've been, man, that TV is the worst thing to sit in front of because it turns people's thought processes off. It turns them into zombies. They no longer reason. They just go along.
Yeah. So destructive. But yeah, go ahead, Mel.
No, I'm done. I'm still like, boy, that takes an evil. That's an evil being you messing with there. That's not human.
See,
that's inhuman.
That's how it strikes me. Sometimes I sit back, I be awed by that shit. Like, man, how could you be so screwed up?
Man,
yeah.
It's giving me chills.
But
yeah,
see,
that's
the good thing about
it. Go ahead. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna mute my line. Go ahead.
Okay. The good thing about it, Brother Braggs, is that now we're starting to have awareness, and that awareness is very, very threatening and very dangerous to the establishment. And it is something that we all, well, in my opinion, it's something that I have to do because I refuse to sit down on it. But there is a strategical way in which I believe it has to be done because there are a lot of good people that just happen to be misguided, you know, and it's so important that we, in my opinion, that we understand that some people aren't where we are or where, and I'm not where some other people are, and where you are is not the pinnacle of the peak, is not the tip of the mountaintop. It's not that at all. And I would always say, you know, it's important for us to realize we need not for bad situations to change good people. Good people have to change bad situations. There are so many situations that have gone awry that are totally destructive, corrosive to our overall fibers as human beings to be able to live. And we need to change that ourselves. And it needs to be you. Can't just be anybody else that you say should be doing it. We need to stop looking for leaders and organizations to lead us because those organizations and those so-called leaders have always been compromised or not even compromised, have been in place as infiltrators.
Misleaders.
As infiltrators.
Purpose misleaders.
You know,
so they get paid off and you get put off.
Yeah, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that has been tried too many times, and once you start to, one of the things that I look at is if an organization is getting a lot of media or has a lot of exposure and a lot of people know about them and there's funding behind it that is secret funding and absentee funding, meaning you don't know where everything is coming from, that has probably been put into place as a tool and a vehicle for the underlying conspiracy agenda. Oh, and you know all who their names are. You've seen them. You hear them. You know their organizations. Guess what? You see them on TV. You see them on their institutions and on their tools. You won't see Black Talk Radio Network.
Oh, no.
On their tools and their instruments. You will never, ever see me on there, regardless of what it is, not because I don't look to do that way, but I couldn't do that. There could be no invitation by anyone that could make me go into that realm. I've been there. I know what that stuff is all about. See, you can't feed a warrior a soldier's meal. And there's so many warriors that are here. You're a warrior. Everyone that calls in here, everyone that listens, Scotty, sees all everyone, you're warriors, and we don't accept a soldier's meal because a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. That's just what a warrior thinks because a soldier can only take orders. So this is why it's so important for us as warriors to come together to support each other so that we can have the asymmetrical advancements that are needed for those people that happen to have been misguided and don't know. But let them make their choice. And when people make their choice, let them accept the choice that they made and the consequences that go along with it. So important. And I posted inside the Tando Radio Show with Scotty. Posted inside the Tando with Scotty was reading a really good one. So listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, continue our conversation. I would love to hear from you guys on anything. Just jump in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. If you have a question or comment, I would love to hear from you. Not only that, we need to hear from you. My man, Dallas Webb, give us a call, man. I need to hear from you. Hadn't talked to you in a while. Okay, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, then hit *61. I just want to see, I made a mistake and muted Sister Davis. Sister Davis, are you there? Sister Davis?
Yes, I'm here. Yep, I'm here. Oh.
I'm so sorry, Sister Davis. I made a mistake and muted you because I thought.
No. That's all right. I was listening. But, you know, I do want to mention one factor.
Yes.
You had mentioned earlier in the show that if there was anybody off the grid, you know, that was off living off the grid that could call in and let us know how they're living. One thing I was thinking about that off the grid thing, the mosquitoes are going to get you off the grid. That's, you know, because... You know what I mean? Because that's kind of most people who are thinking to live off the grid generally has children with them, because it doesn't make sense to everybody be 40-something years old living off the grid, because as soon as everybody's gone, there's no more generation.
Yeah,
and
right,
with this
Zika
right. virus, it's attacking the next generation. And with it being a mosquito, unless you're off the grid living in a bubble, in a fishbowl, for real, there's no other way. You know, you're always going to be exposed. Even if you take internal repellent or anything, you could always still be exposed. And if you think about it, you know, white people, they're trying to dig underground and have underground cities. Now, they might not have no mosquitoes under there, but, you know, also they're talking about having – a mini ice age is coming. Now, that might kill the mosquito. You know, you're not, mosquitoes aren't going to live in that environment. And so you can kind of see how all the gears are going toward their survival.
And you know,
Oh, I was going to say, I said they were all in the Arctic in the snow and in caves. You know, that's how they evolved, as where we evolved in the tropics. So that's why, if you look, like Brother Bragg said, look at all the countries that are being targeted. And the show that I was listening to last night was also saying that this particular mosquito tends to live inner city. Like, we have an inner city ghetto mosquito that just breeds in water. This particular mosquito is bred, it's in the tropics, but it also thrives in the city. And it can lay eggs in any amount of water, a cup of water, you know, ponds, any kind of standing water in your garden. And, I mean, it's just a diabolical situation, you know, that's targeting our next generation. That's all I can say. It's just targeting our next generation. Every woman will be so fearful to become pregnant.
Yeah, and that's the overall agenda to have. See, one of the things, and I know that you know this, Sister Davis, from Brother Davis, and I know that Scotty and Brother Bragg is aware of this because of their military. One of the things with warfare is psychological is more important than the actual armament and the actual ordnance that's used. Psychological warfare is extremely, extremely powerful. It is the preferred method because it actually gets your enemy to surrender without engaging in the fight. Now, I wonder where these sick individuals got that from. Maybe from the art of war.
Art of war. Tongues.
They got that from the art of war. And
right.
And one of the things that you said, Sister Davis, that's so poignant, and I'm glad you made that point, was that with these mosquitoes, they go everywhere, you know. But one of the few places that we were, and we are going through a mini ice age because of the sun, is the solar flares, the solar activity of the sun is we're going through a solar minimum instead of a solar maximum, which brings on an ice age that's more than, you know, forget whatever. Let me tell you, whatever the mainstream media tells you, know what they're saying so you could go the opposite way. They say global warming, you better get some coats, okay? They say, you know, whatever they say, go left, you better do hard right. But you need to hear them because they tell you what you need to do, but you need to know how to apply it. One of the things that's really happening, if we look at, let's look at what happened down in the Gulf of Mexico with the Horizon, the BP Horizon. What did they do in the Gulf of Mexico? They totally, totally destroyed that ecosystem through oil that has been leaking even to now. And then what did they do? They put a chemical of coax inside of it to make it even worse, to make a perfect toxic brew. But one of the things about this living planet that is stronger than the science of foolish men, of evil foolish men. Then what else happened? That destroyed one ecosystem. Then Fukushima happened. Before that, Fukushima happened before that, I believe. I can't remember which one happened first. Fukushima happened first. Don't matter, but either way. That destroys another ecosystem and a food source. But more importantly, it actually prevents the sustainability of health. And then now our overall, what happened? All of a sudden, the CEO of this administration wanted to give everybody so-called health care. What kind of health care were they going to be given? Health care that was really nothing more than a death march to early physical death. And if you read what they were doing in this whole thing, they were going to have boards to decide who lives and who dies. That's the ultimate seat of power that's in your face. Death panels. But when you start to put all of this together, then you also had, so many other events that are happening throughout the world that tie into everything that's here. You're having the destabilization of global expansion of global war that's going to come out of primarily, in my opinion, three places. One being Eurasia and the Ukraine and Russia. You know, Syria is tied into that, but that one is more, in my opinion, is more, even though Turkey is really like trying to push us into the global war agenda after Biden had just visited with them, and then hours later they ready to go to condition arms against the Russians. But they destabilized that area. Now there's a real push in destabilizing the South Sea of China, which to me is a very, very key position. And that is going to push the global expansion of war along with the economic deterioration and unraveling of the financial markets that the common person relies on. And I said it that way because that is what is all about. They're going to destabilize and unravel your way of providing for yourself, your family, and our community. All these events are happening, and it's no longer we're waiting on something to happen. From the BP Horizon to Fukushima, the clock is running now, and you're not getting any healthier because of Fukushima. You're not getting any healthier. The thing is that the human body and the living body is so strong that now in Chernobyl, this is why you got to watch the past, because the one thing that happened in Chernobyl was that the deers, the wolves, and the animals of that live in Chernobyl now, the whole area has overgrown and the wild has taken over. They've noticed that the deers and the wolves now take the radioisotopes of the heavy metals, and their bodies have transferred them into minerals. So no longer does it have the adverse effect. So, but in between that time, there has been so much die-off because of the initial shock. It's just like your human body. If you receive most any injury that you receive, your body can heal from. But because of the blood loss and shock, your body can't recuperate from that. But if it was able to maintain its blood supply, your body can pretty much heal itself from anything, even from radioactive isotopes, but it's going to take time. This is why they put a myriad of things together for a while, because they want to get rid of as many people as they possibly can. And the people that they want to get rid of the most are those that will not buy into their agenda. This is what I think is really going to happen. You're going to see an advent of a war. And they're going to try to separate, and they're not going to do this by concentration camps as much as people think, because they will use those things. But what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to sever the individuals that are independent in thinking from those that aren't, because they have a force multiplier in other people that will be willing to sell their soul. People will be selling their daughters and their children in order for them to eat. Because this is how feral we become. Because we haven't had the courage to be who we're supposed to be, to where we will stand on our feet and die on them also. It's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will truly come. And we have to realize that we are under a myriad of events right now. And one of the things that I've learned in the military is that whatever you see is the facade, is the illusion, when the real attack is somewhere else that's hidden, and you won't know until it absolutely hits you completely. And I think we're going to continue to see those type of things. What were you going to say, Brother Brad?
No, I was just listening, man. I'm just listening.
Brother Dave, I think, just like you just said now, they got to narrow down for this mosquito.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and when you look on Facebook or any of the articles, they show you this little mosquito, you know, a little picture of mosquito. What if it don't have nothing to do with the mosquitoes? What if it's the lead in the water? What if the chemtrail? But they don't blame it on the mosquito because then they can say, well, this is how it's transported. I mean, I just, like I said, like you just said, it's never what you think it is. Because if you look at those children that are born, they all seem to look the same. That's a chromosomal. That's chromosomes. That's not bacteria infection. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When something all looks the same, that's a syndrome. And syndromes are usually caused by something in the DNA that changes the chromosomes. And if it's the chemtrails, now them chemtrails and water and lead in the water and what do you call that?
Vaccinations.
And the vaccinations and the, what else? The one more thing. Fluoride.
The GMO,
all of that combination could attack DNA more than just some little mosquito that runs around biting everybody. Come on now, that's you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying. You know the powers that be. It's a mosquito. Come on now. I can understand more if it was a snake that's living on the ground and bit you. You know what I mean? That's got more power and a venom bite than some little mosquito sucking out a little bit of blood, and it's going to cause a whole generation to falter and die. And you know, because if you look, when you have a time, go Google the virus and look at images. Those kids all look alike. They kind of look like little turtles, sort of. They got like they look like turtles. Almost reptilian, sort of. And they all tend to look alike. And medically and physically, that is more DNA damage and chromosomes. Go ahead.
You know, Sister Davis, because the points that you are making are so straightforward and so true, you know, because what they're doing with this mosquito is that they always need a boogeyman. They want to say that it was a genetically, they put genetically modified mosquitoes down there. Because what does that do? One, that tells you it psychologically plays on you. So now they show a picture of mosquitoes, so now you're scared to death to go outside. Now, being scared to death to go outside, you're always on pins and needles and always looking for them to provide a solution. And guess what their solution is going to be? All of a sudden, you're going to hear that they found a vaccination that will take care of Zika.
That's right. And then they're putting something else in you. Yep.
And then, exactly, they're going to continue their overall program. Because one of the things about the relentless human spirit is that even with syndromes, the body will adjust to stop it. Because the natural way of life to produce and to reproduce is so strong that they have to go into their laboratory for years and years in order to stop it through changing men to become women and women to become men. That is a process of DNA switching and DNA altering and DNA and changing your food and everything else and putting different chemicals in you, which Scotty talks about all the time, the brother from Berkeley, the scientist from Berkeley with the Roundup, knowing that chemical changes people's to make them asexual.
Right.
This is all a part of a scientific program that's going on that you're seeing right now. They're going to bring a Zika vaccination, and what is that going to do? That is going to further the overall call for vaccinations everywhere. Just like you saw the mass shootings at Newton and everything at Newton in Virginia, in New Hampshire, and the different shoots. They do that. They target the children in order to get the fear of the people. This is why they attack with the water. This is why they attacked in so many different other things. We talked about this so many times on Tando. How many times did they attack the children in order to get the parents to comply? They're going to. This is going to be a massive vaccination program. And guess what? Because you see it, you fear it. You see the mosquito. You see the condition that Zika has brought to the, what they say. One of the things is that if they say anything to you, know this, it's a lie. It's a trick to it. You just need to find out where the trick is. I love the posting of the brother, the little brother, in Africa, which is Maida, is the real name for Africa. And he's looking at the lady side-eyed, and people put different captions.
Different quotes on the little boy. Yeah. I've seen that.
Man, he is a sitting warrior looking at a foolish soldier. It's amazing. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to use this, as Rahm Emanuel said when he was the chief of staff in Washington, D.C. under the Obama administration, never let a good crisis go to waste. So they create these crises for their agenda. And this is what you're going to see. They want to really, really push. And they have to do the boogeyman approach because they realize that everything that they create in their laboratories can be anything that man creates. I said this so many times, and I hope you caught it. For every disease that man creates, God has already have an herb to cure it.
Yep.
Already have. And they want to hurry up and push that real hard before, boom, the great ecosystem that God Almighty has created wins again. So what do they got to do? Go back to manipulating the general population and getting them to surrender their free will. When you follow, they lead you to hell. That's what we really have to avoid doing. That is why it's so important for us to, even from this standpoint, stop following. And this is why Brother Davis talks about on Wise Wednesdays, which is coming up tomorrow. And Sister Davis, we lost Sister Davis. I believe that for Wise Wednesdays is going to be the purpose of you. And hopefully Brother Davis will, but that's what it is. But this is what we're really dealing with. And it's so, so important that we understand what these tactics are being pushed among us are. And we have to continue in our own agenda. This is why our membership to me is so important, because you'll start to learn a piece of the things that will empower you. Now you can go off and start to do and course your own journey, and then encourage other people to course their journey, and then we can all come together collectively to do something for the benefit of us all. Sister Davis is back now. Sister Davis, a question real quick. For Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis was going to do the purpose, our individual, the human purpose, correct?
Ron, he's right here. Hold on. Here you go. Wait. Go ahead.
Yo, Brother Dave.
Brother Davis, what's going on?
I can't complain, brother. I kind of just woke up with the back end of this, and my wife seemed to be giving some good information, so I told her I'd just sit in the background here. But tomorrow night's show is going to be on how to bring all of these concepts of the shows into one so people will understand how to operate with an offense and a defense. The biggest problem with most people is that they allow things to control them. And if you don't believe it, get on a bus and look at how many people's looking down at that little thing that they think gives them all the answers. But really, it's taking away their power, because at one time, you would know your mother's phone number, auntie's phone number, the cousin's phone number. Now you're relying on a little palm assistant to do all of these things. It's taking away your ability to think independently. And this is one of the issues I'm going to point out in reference to how to build a positive offense and defense in these times of technology.
Looking forward to that, Brother Davis, because that's so true, and we've been pushing this, and I love everything that we're doing, and we're going to continue to do it. So much love, much respect. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesdays, with Brother Davis. Brother Bragg,
yo.
We're getting ready to get out of here. You know, I want to just in some of the things that, you know, we've just really touched the surface of some of these things, but the most important thing that you have learned that you would impart to people in this whole thing is would be what?
Pay attention to everything. Everything is important. Everything is connected, and that's what you're going to find out. Look, it's like a big spider web when it comes to us. We are everywhere, but we don't know it. Because we're not supposed to know, but we should know. Now, we have people that know. Don't think everybody's crazy when they say things to you, like tell you about people of the same people like you somewhere else. We're everywhere. We are the masters of this universe. We just don't know it. We have been subjugated. We have been put to sleep under a spell that's so deep, I don't even know how they did it. But it's time to wake up from the spell.
Hey, I have a quick announcement before y'all go off air.
Go ahead.
I've been feeling under the weather, and I haven't been on air, but as soon as Tando Radio Show is over, you know, and part of my intelligence gathering, because I like to listen in, because they tell you what, what they say today, what do they always tell you?
Yeah, they always tell you before they do it.
Okay, so I'm going to listen in to what Color of Change is calling Elections 2016 Town Hall. They say they've started already. It's supposed to start at
MSNBC? MSNBC?
No, it's going to be right here on Black Talk Radio Network.
Oh, okay, good. I can hear it then, right?
Yeah, we're going to spy in. This is the same thing we do to, like, through New Abolitionist Radio to those calls that the GEO Group and the Correction Corporation, when they had a quarterly earnings. We're talking about slavery now. Private prisons, we listen in. They don't take questions, but we getting ready to do the same thing to this town hall and see. Because I know Cory Booker is pulling for the racist white supremacist Hillary Clinton. So just want to provide an objective political analysis of what they're going to be talking about afterwards and whatnot. So, yeah, basically just to gather intelligence.
Man,
that's
Scott,
a activity area, man, for those that are codified. That's what Needy Fuller called the nine areas of people activity. And we are active in all of them. So I want to see if these brothers and sisters is really brothers and sisters, or are they selling us out to white supremacists?
Man, Scotty, that is, you know, that's one of the things that I do. I listen to the investors call, but sometimes to listen to the investor call, you have to find, because I don't invest in the market anymore. You have to know some people that are, because they give them the number to listen on the calls. And you learn so much by just listening in, because they tell you the directions on different things. And I'm glad you do that and impart that. And I know that comes from your investment side of things. Is, I tell you, man, we are so geared to win, and we are going to win here at Black Talk Radio Network, Tando, because we're destined. We asked to be here at this time. Okay, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening today. And tomorrow is Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, and then Brother Braggs and I are going to put something together, I think, on Friday or something. We got to put something together. We've been saying that, but we need to do that, and we will. There's a lot that's going on. If you're interested in getting into the membership, the $25 membership, where you'll get the precious metals class, you'll get the preparedness training, you'll get the tactical training, and you will get a part of, you'll be a part of a group that has collective prudence together. Just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com or text me at 951-790-8330. That's 951-790-8330. And it is, the membership is $25 a month. And you will get all of those things and a whole lot more. We got a lot planned for you. Financial stuff, major financial stuff is going to be coming on pretty soon. So looking forward to working with you. Thank you all for listening. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. As ever, goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Before you ask for a blessing, then make sure to be a blessing. Peace, peace, much love, much respect.
Peace, peace.
Peace.
Oh, you have every week.